This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
First of all, congratulations. You know, it's nice to have a couple new faces at the Score. And no, I'm just kidding.
Afternoons on the Score.
Bulls can go 2-for-1. Terry is looking to attack. Good cut by Bulls.
Boozy Vert.
Highlight courtesy of CHSN. There will be a new direct-to-consumer app available for you for $19.99 a month for your favorite of the three teams, or $29.99 a month for all three of the teams.
A lot of tremendous text coming in. The Twitch mob is hopping. Everybody's got their own story on how they've cut the cord or how it works or where they are. A lot of people saying no, thank you, on the app, that they are waiting it out. We can see what the callers are saying.
Yeah, you can wait it out if you're on YouTube TV or Comcast and maybe there's a resolution. And I think that there's a really interesting point of view for people who are willing to wait, and maybe we'll come across it inside the phone calls. 312-644-6767, Buffalo Grove and Sheldon. Hey, Sheldon, you're on the Score.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. So I have Comcast and very frustrated by this whole thing, but I did buy a number of antennas already and tried them on a number of televisions to try and get this over the air, and I finally got it on one of my TVs. I was hearing the play-by-play to a Hawk game, and the video didn't come up. And all of a sudden, a message came up that said audio only. So I went to the CHSN website to get their phone number to call and ask about this, and it turns out they're broadcasting in a different codec than has been used for years. The standard has been MPEG-2.
Yep.
And they're broadcasting in MPEG-4, which means that the antenna's not going to work unless you go buy a digital converter or a new TV.
Oh, my God. So are you going to fork over the money for the app, Sheldon?
I don't know. I may try the converter first. I'm pretty aggravated by the whole thing, to be honest with you.
Understood.
Yeah, I would say try the converter first, because then you're only paying one time, although unfortunately for Sheldon, it's been multiple time fee that he's paying, like going to get these different antennas.
The difficult button has been pressed.
Hey,
it's
man,
not going over well.
It happened to me. It happened to me where I was like, I'm going to go buy, because I needed to upgrade TVs for the bedroom. So it's a little teeny tiny TV because I don't spend a lot of time watching TV in there.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm going to go get a new TV. So I did. I went and got a new TV, and I'm like, this will work great with my digital antenna that I had already had, and it didn't. So if I want to watch the games, I got to fire up the little 17-incher to watch games. It's bad. Let's go out to Sam. Hey, Sam, you're on Spiegel and Holmes.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
You got
no problem. What's on your mind?
I am not paying anything for those bad teams. Why would I pay money to support them when they hardly pour any money into their teams? And it's a bad product. So, no, I will not be buying anything. And I might be liking a new team soon if they don't allow me to watch my favorite team. So
I think that's, you hit on it.
This is a bad moment for them to be doing this.
That's the point of view where someone in my mentions today speak said, you know, I was bothered by all of this and I don't miss it as much as I expected to miss it.
Mm.
How crazy is that?
Yeah. No, I think that's happening to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I heard from somebody just now on my personal cell phone, whose folks in his office are saying exactly that, that they don't miss the Bulls and Blackhawks games like they thought. And a lot of them are doing this, Lawrence, watching the 3-minute highlight clips after the games end. And if they really want to see what happened, they're living on. And that is a thing that is happening to a lot of people. And I can tell you, as a professional, I have been enjoying the 15-minute condensed version of Bulls games in the morning with my breakfast.
I get that.
And I've been living
on
that.
So breakfast ball.
Yeah, I haven't been watching breakfast ball. But you can live. You go to YouTube and the condensed game is there for you. 12 minutes, 15 minutes, it's the whole game. You can feel like you have seen the game, even if you missed it in real time. And I wonder if a lot of people are moving towards that kind of intake for these teams.
George is out in Sycamore. Hey, George, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
All right, so I did Bernstein's least favorite thing. Ask how you're doing. Anyhow, I cut the cord with the Cubs. I didn't follow him to marquee even after a championship. I'm not going to do it for these guys, not for the Bulls and Hawks. They're terrible, like the last caller said. On top of that, I'll take that $30 and I'll buy 3 tickets for me and the kids to go to the Windy City Bulls or the Rockford Ice Hogs, give them an experience, and then catch up later with the highlights. It's not worth it. These teams are taking advantage of us, and I'm not playing that game anymore.
This is part and parcel of the relationship between teams and viewers. And this station is entering this relationship at a very awkward time. And the fact that their teams are bad is a big deal, but the relationship is in decay. It's all over the country, all over every pro sport. People's relationships with professional sports are changing, and that's one of the ways. I've got a family. Let me actually take them to a game instead, and I won't worry about this. We'll do something else at night.
It is the worst possible time for the network to have been launched and be launched this way, because you don't have a clamoring for it, but you do have an annoyance factor. Like, if you go and look in any social media post that CHSN puts out, and their social team is doing a great job, but it's always in there. People are annoyed that they have to search for and pay for product that's bad. And not the broadcast. The broadcasts are great. Yeah. The people who work on the network are great. The teams are trash.
Bulls are kind of fun.
Yeah, I would say
they're having their moment.
They're going to not be fun soon, though, because then they can trade Zach the way that they've been dying to.
It's pretty funny. I mean, the Marquee app launch and the hustle to get that direct to consumer, that was all real awkward, but it looks pretty darn fan-friendly by comparison to this thing right now.
What do you have against Marquee? Mark Grody is going to join us. He's got a Bears hit, 2 words. You'll want to be here for that, because whenever he's bringing us sound, he's bringing us the good stuff. That is next on Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.